The figure of the stranger then became exceedingly bright, and Midas was forced to close his eyes. On opening them again, he beheld only one yellow sunbeam in the room, and all around him the glistening of the precious metal which he had spent his life in storing up. Whether Midas slept as usual that night, the story does not say. Asleep or awake, however, his mind was probably like that of a child to whom a beautiful new plaything has been promised in the morning. At any rate, day had hardly peeped over the hills when King Midas was wide awake and, stretching his arms out of bed, began to touch the objects that were within reach. He was anxious to prove whether the golden touch had really come, according to the stranger's promise. So he laid his finger on a chair by the bedside, and on various other things, but was disappointed to find out that they remained exactly the same as before. The Gift of the Golden Touch. All this while, it was only the gray of the morning, with but a streak of brightness along the edge of the sky, where Midas could not see it. He lay in a very unhappy mood, and kept growing sadder and sadder, until the earliest sunbeam shone through the window and gilded the ceiling over his head. It seemed to Midas that this bright yellow sunbeam was shining in rather a strange way on the white covering of the bed. Looking more closely, he found that the slimy fabric had been changed to what seemed a woven texture of the purest and brightest gold. The golden touch had come to him with the first sunbeam.